Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, fellas? I've been getting emails talking about I didn't abandon you. I haven't abandoned you. This past semester has just been a mind-blowing experience for me. I'm going to give you a little history and then I'm going to tell you what's going on. But years ago, you know, I made my mind up to try my best to do things that that's going to help you guys get to where you want to be. So that led me to hooking up with Steve the Dean, dealing with that Lucario and E or whatever their names are. And I got into believing or accepting that this shit is for anybody. And I got into that because of fucking with these dudes who is about money. And I ain't mad at them about being about money. It's just that I ain't about money. And over the years, that shit was in my head, you know, making it to where anybody can do it. And this is not none of those guys I mentioned fault. It's just where I picked up the idea to think this way. It's on me for thinking this way. But what I'm saying is, man, I want to help. So what do? I slash my product 66%. And I allow a lot of unworthy dudes into my school. And what I'm saying is this shit is not for anybody. This shit is for a certain person. Now, to put perspective on what I'm saying, when you make it $500 like I did, motherfuckers, they know they got a deal, but if it was $1,500, they know it would be a good product. Same deal as far as a good, you know, getting the information. But the difference is the motherfucker that paid $1,500, he gonna see that shit through. He is very serious about what he paid his money for. The motherfucker that paid $500, they're going to do like they did this semester. Now, just follow me. Let me finish what I'm saying. Because I may not ever have another sale. I had the largest enrollment in SWU's short history this semester. And the word disappointing would not describe it. I'm talking about it's the largest registration. Over 40 motherfuckers signed up. Of course, that's a lot of money for me. But my mentality is about representation. And I want to represent Sidewalk University. I don't want to represent my bank account because to this day, none of you seen it. My point is that even though I did make some money, these dudes are so weak. Let me just finish what I want to tell you, goddammit. I don't want to, that's why I keep notes, because I don't fucking want to get off of what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, at the beginning of the semester, I had 42 students. And as of this past Wednesday, I have 8. So that means 36 or 34 dropped out in the first 6 weeks. Now, most of the reasons were that they were lying to me. And they kept thinking that they can lie, so I'm screaming on them like you're going to get screamed on in the streets when you get caught lying. Now, I'm faced with the remaining students. Eight. These motherfuckers are afraid to do the assignments. You got to understand, if you only pay this insignificant amount, you're not going to make yourself do the assignment because the amount of money you paid is insignificant. Now, when it's a significant amount of money, it's the exact opposite. You ain't finna fuck off this money. So you finna do your shit, and to the best of your ability, you're going to follow it through. So what I'm saying is 34 or whoever dropped out. And it's because they soft. They soft, not because they only have 500, but that's why they only have 500. That's why they willing to spend it when I got this great deal. Nah, man, that's not how it go. See, 500 is way too expensive for students. Too inexpensive. 500 is way too low of a cost for students to be serious about something. $1,500, whoever spends that much will more than likely follow their fucking money. So what I'm saying all this for is I'm going back to being picky about the students I teach or I allow into Sidewalk University. I'm picky when it comes to women. I'm picky when it comes to anything I really do. I'm starting to believe I will be picking and choosing for the rest of my goddamn life, because ain't nothing coming the way I want it. I believed, that I could somehow miraculously get lazy, scary-ass dudes to think they can be a man. Now, you're in front of a lot of other guys in the class, and you're telling a lie. Oh, I thought this and I thought that. Well, wait. You got a three-part question and you're only addressing one part. Because what I'm saying is if you thought that, what about the assignments you didn't turn in? What about the things you're not posting? I mean, you can think that one thing, but that one thing has three prongs. What I'm saying is, I do think I could do that, or I must have thought I could do that. Some motherfuckers don't know what they want. Some people don't know what they want. And they miss the shit when it's right in their goddamn face. It's because, just like I asked this broad today, really, was she happy? And the bitch, like, kind of took a little bit, and I said, wait, before you answer that, do you know what makes you happy? And she started explaining what makes people happy, and I said, look, I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about you. Do you know what makes you happy? And do you know the bitch didn't? She did not know what makes her happy. So I started explaining what makes me happy. Well, what makes me happy is making, you know, when I look around at the shit I didn't build, it's being used. Them lighters I made, as long as every fucking one of them got a lighter in it, when I go to use it, it just makes me happy. I don't drink on like I used to, but I'm saying, you know, I drink because I want to. It don't make me happy to drink. But what makes me happy is what the fuck is doing what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. That's it. That's what life is about. Now, if you want to talk about a joyride or some kind of cruise on a damn ship, or you know, a vacation to the Bahamas, or, I mean, that shit can make a motherfucker happy too. But that shit is not what makes people happy. Everybody probably would enjoy a vacation, so vacations make people happy. But taking a vacation is not what makes you happy. Being able to take a vacation is what makes you happy. That's a big fucking difference. Now, what I'm saying is, I know a woman I meet tonight is going to be on her best her. And I'm going to be on my best me. The thing is, my worst me is not much different than my best me. But there are differences. Women's best them is... it's usually totally different than their worst them. Because they always have some kind of hidden thoughts about you. Whereas you don't, maybe you don't express them, but they're not hidden. What I'm saying is, women's hidden thoughts don't come out until they see the worst you. Now, they can see the worst you while they're being the best them, and you're going to have a different outcome. They have to see you being the worst you when they're being the worst them. And when you see, because dudes, the worst dude, the worst you as a dude, you don't say all the things that is actually hidden thoughts to you about her, but they do. They're horrendous because they hide so much. That's why I bring the worst me out in 7 minutes tops. I ain't finna be fucking with nobody being no nice guy that she like because I'm nice for whatever goddamn reason. Fuck that. I don't have time to waste anymore. At all. You know, I don't have time to waste wondering who this bitch is. Because you know you ain't met the real her. Don't waste time allowing yourself to trap yourself in what you think. I'm telling you, that's very important. Don't get trapped in your thoughts. Think them. But some of that shit is whack. I mean, you know, I think whack shit too. But I recognize it and I discard it. You know what? Are you a trucker? Do you drive long treks across the country? Or you might just take long drives to meet up with a client. Whatever you do for income, I'm telling you, I got that trucker's course, that trucker's, well, it's actually mobile. And I'm telling you, this shit been going for a while. And the truckers that who bought it, they love being able to study the course on the road. Because along with the course, you get the attention of being in the group without ever having to be on any calls, without ever having to be anywhere except where you're headed. And you get this motivation and encouragement from my unique teaching style, which puts you in a street smart mentality, but you never need to be in the streets to learn this shit. I mean, you get it all in the safety of your cab. until you go out and do the exercises, because that is one thing that remains the same. You do have to do the assignments. But these assignments are going to have you practicing new strategies. And I teach you all the details of the strategies. And I instill in you, practice makes perfect. And all you need to do is practice. Meaning, do the shit. All truckers and road trip businessmen, do I have good news. SWU's off-campus confidence course is complete, and people are benefiting from it right now. I mean, we already know there's various levels of manhood, but now getting to the different levels for those of you who stay on the road is as simple as putting in one of these MP3s in your deck or your player, and you'll put your earphones on, however you do it, and roll. I mean, you could, but you wouldn't be getting the push that SWU give you. But I'm telling you, as far as where they go, my graduation rate, well, before this fucking semester, this semester, because of how many people dropped out, is going to plummet. But my graduation rate had tripled. And that's because of the methods I use, which are, you know, now provided in MP3 and 4 forms. You know, I'm telling you, man, you guys got to understand. Do the math. You know, but you know me, if you're a trucker and you want to get down, I mean, every module, there's 5 modules and they're 300 each. It, you know, but if you had 250, and you want to buy all the modules, I might just sell them to you. Because what I'm saying is this. You got to understand the full price is going back in effect. $1,500. I've been in a lot of meetings, and I've come to the conclusion that I've been a monitor of this abadabba, the way you do it today. I've been a monitor of this abadabba for 8 years. Now, I've been on, you know, Facebook monitoring this game, you know, for like 15 years. But for 8 years, I've been about the abadabba as far as it being real. And believe it or not, I've actually seen some changes, some good changes. You know, due to the direction I'm going in, I'm going to relinquish the reins to a qualified replacement who's going to give you as much as I've tried to give you. Now, I'm continuing my show. I'm going to continue Sidewalk University, but I ain't going to be checking, you know, you young fools talking shit. I ain't going to be checking you when you motherfucking say some really stupid ass shit, because, you know, I'm leaving that game arena. I'm going to the education arena. Therefore, you might see a kinder, gentler, but the same gamed up motherfucking host as me. Now, whoever the replacement will be will have impeccable references. Now, their applications, anybody? A few years back, I had the displeasure of watching a father and mother in tears about some kind of shooting, mass shooting. Now, then there was this one man who survived that mass shooting in Las Vegas, only to go home and get killed in another mass shooting at his in his state. Now, this kid's father said through a gang of tears that only my son and me knows how much I love him and how much this hurts. And I just want to say to you motherfuckers that's listening to me, I beg to disagree with that man on his point. I know, and many other fathers know just how he feels. We know just how much it hurts and how much it's going to hurt. And all our hearts go out to you. White men, Mexican men, black men, I don't give a fuck. But then there's that mother. She could barely contain herself. She had so many fucking tears. But she did straighten up long enough to say, I don't want no more prayers or well wishes. I want gun control. I want to see gun control. You know fucking what? So do I. Because my little fucking daughter, your daughter or son, could be the next goddamn victim. We, this country, is on a pace to accepting a mass murder per day. That shit is unacceptable. And I don't know what to suggest you motherfuckers, you know, out there do, but the only thing I can suggest is to be aware of this shit. You got to be more than careful. If you've been watching the news, you know it's only 365 days in a year. And for 2 years straight, we had almost that many shootings. But I think it was last year that at a particular period with less than 2 months to go in the year, it was 307 mass shootings. And there was 51 days left in the year. Man, that's on pace for one a day. I mean, gun violence directed towards innocent motherfuckers for absolutely no reason other than something's bothering you. You gotta watch out for that shit, fellas. This is not a community alert or any of that kind of shit. I be thinking about this shit. If you go out, if you're at a gathering, no matter where you are, the movies, just be careful and don't get into any arguments. You don't want it maybe with your partner, but don't get into no argument with strange people. I want you here so I can rant and rave at your motherfucking ass. I want to cuss you out and talk about you not having no motherfucking abadabba, which you prove that not none of you motherfuckers calling in. Let me see how many people is on the stream yard. Oh, man, there ain't too many motherfuckers on. Well, there was a few. But what I'm saying, I ain't caring. I mean, you know, I'm going to kick it the way I always do. I would just like you to be careful. I want you here. It's getting too risky to even go to the drive-in. I'm almost a prisoner to my thoughts on this insanity as far as where I go. I drive down the street these days and I'm looking for crazy-ass shit to happen. And that's fucked up. That's a fucked up way to live. But what are we going to do? That's what's going on. We got to do everything that we can to be safe. Now, on the other hand, you guys who've, you know, bought my course and decided you want SWU, or you guys who haven't bought it and want SWU, just send me an email. Now, like I was finna say, the guys that have bought it and now decided that you want to go to SWU, send your request with the payment, if that's the case, with the email that I sent you with the course. That way I ain't got to look up shit. It's the proof is in the pudding. Here it is right here. You know, and I can just sign you up. But other than that, I got to go through whatever looking that shit up. And some of you guys don't get in because I don't be looking up shit. I ain't doing that. I didn't do this to create no big job for me. Although now that I'm paying taxes on this shit, I didn't create a monster. I got to do all this shit now. But, you know, the way to get involved with Sidewalk University is you got to pay for the tuition and the course material, and everything else is online, and we conference calls, just everything is up to you, really. Just send me an email, and, you know, you will get served. Now, this is a gift that I'm bestowing on all who wish to receive it. I'm going to go through my PayPal history. I'm going to go back as far as a year ago, and I'm going to record all the emails that reflect the entire course purchase. Because I'm going to get back to you, because I've started a group of alpha motherfuckers who had my course, but realize how lonely it is at the top, how lonely it is to be the only one thinking correctly, how much you got to have motherfuckers not in your car because of the bullshit they be talking. If you want to leave it to chance, you can. But if you have the email I sent you with the course on it, and it shows that you bought the full course, I ain't talking about the entire library. You can just be about the full course. I will honor that, and you'll have privileges to get in that group. 414, I see you there. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, after all these years, you still got it grounded in your mind that all bitches ain't shit?
After all these years, do I have that in my mind? No. After all these years, I have all bitches are potentials to be trained properly if I started when I catch them. Because what I'm saying, bro, I don't care what nobody say. Bitches is who their environment is. If they're around some fly shit, they're going to be some fly bitches. If they're around some dog shit, they're going to be dogs. It's just how it is. Why do you ask that?
Because I got that in my mind, right? But I wanted to ask somebody that's older to see if I'm on the right pace of thinking that, and I don't got to wait till I'm 60, 70 years old to... You know,
man,
if
you're a young guy like you and you think all bitches ain't shit, you got a lot of years to either prove or disprove that point. If you a 70-year-old motherfucker and you thinking all bitches ain't shit, who are you going to be fucking with? Because you ain't trying to prove no point no more. You know your time is limited. So, I mean, why would you make yourself trip like that? This bitch ain't shit. Man, at 70, if you got a bitch around that age, she cannot be shit too. But let the bitch show you. You supposed to be sharp enough to see when a bitch ain't shit. You ain't supposed to just guess that. Because on the other hand, on the other side of the coin, bro, some bitches is something. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So I'm saying you can't say all bitches ain't shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Listen, but you can believe most of the bitches you run into ain't gonna be shit. I just wanted to make you see this. All bitches, we can't say that. But as a motherfucker that fuck with bitches, we know 9 out of 10 of them we run into ain't gonna be shit. But then that one could represent 100,000 women in your city. Cause it could be,
for sure.
it could be, you know, like 1 million bitches in your city, and shit, 1 out of 10 would be 100,000. Man, come on, you look at that demise, you got action. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, I'll be calling back.
All right, good, brother. Thank you. See, graduate work is well worth the effort that you'll need to put into it to get what's offered. And this is what you would call graduate work, because most of it is based upon what you want to get out of why you're participating in the group. Because we all have the basics at this point. We've already graduated. We already know how to stay on our ABBs. We know about our arsenals. We know about what we know about. But there's still things to learn, still things you're going to be running into. And you don't get to talk to me like you used to, because I got a whole school I'm trying to run. So you got to care about yourself. And there's a few more things that I need to get to be where I really am in control of shit. There's still shit controlling me. Different things come around and I have to deal with them a certain way, which is controlling. They control me. I should have problem-free fucking shows, but my trusty phone is here if I need it. But right now, things are going okay because I had my modem adjusted. Because something was wrong. I don't even know. But things seem to be going better. So I'm not getting the complaints of sounding garbled and shit. But something else I'm not getting. It's just amazing how some of you guys procrastinate. I haven't heard from one of you guys who pleaded for the sale. Well, I probably have. But what I'm saying, goddammit, see, when you don't have sales, you don't get people calling you promising when they're going to get it. You just don't. Maybe one in a million. But when you have sale, everybody, I'm going to get it, yeah, I'm going to get it. Man, you ain't going to do shit. And I should have, you know, understood that when I was seeing this before, but this semester really made me see it. I don't need to hear from motherfuckers who think they won't make promises. I hear from the ones who send money in for the school and the course together. And I hear from them because they want it. I don't hear from them because of some goddamn sale. And you know what I do? I give them the deal anyway, because they're real. Man, I'm blessed. Shit, I'm doing, man, if you couldn't see it then, now you see, or you should see, well, I don't care one iota about what you will do next week or next month. I care about what's real, whatever that is. But it's really funny if you listen to these motherfuckers. You think they were serious as fuck. But they aren't. Now, could that be a sign that how these fucking ladies see you also? I mean, I continue to hear it from the ladies I speak with when I come on my show. You guys talk a good game, but don't come even close to being what you represent, not your mouth. Mama's boys is the phrase I hear the most. Dependent is the second. And as I have always believed, the proof is in the pudding. And if the way you are responding to this gift that I'm giving you at the crucial time is coming, is any indication, your pudding hasn't even started to get mixed. Because you guys want to pretend, and this semester just blew my mind. I mean, 500 is a lot of money to me, but to the average candidate, it's nothing. Why would you spend 500 on something you normally would spend 1500 for and not give it your all? That just doesn't make sense. You got to make moves, not excuses. I've been in the woodshed working my ass off, getting these things together for what I want to accomplish. And the only thing I can guarantee is that if you do exactly as stated or instructed, you're going to come up. Your voice, attitude, and confidence will lead. You got to get at me and let me know whether or not you're a working stiff or still blazing the trail in the streets. It doesn't matter. Whichever it is, I have instructions on what to do. You know why? I've done both. I've straight A's in both. Get at me. This morning and each morning that I get up or that I get to wake up, I first think of what I'm going to do. And then I get to it. This morning, Hello? I thought this was somebody calling from the show. Hey, whoever this is, you got to call from the show, man, so people can hear you talking. You calling my direct line. I don't care what it's on, bro. Can you call me so people can hear you talking? All right, man. These guys. Oh, shit. He was right. You right, bro, who just called in. Yep. I do have the wrong number up there. Wait a minute. Yeah. Man, my bad. He was right. I don't know, man. Sometimes I'll be tripping. Hey, but what I'm saying is this. Just get at me so I can tell you what's up. Like I say, this morning I have a lot of shit to do, or I had a lot of shit to do. I did most of it. And I got to actually help my daughter rearrange her bedroom because I built her some new shit, and she needs to make space for it. And right after that, I need to make some holders with a different motif, lighter holders. Why I'm telling you this is, I have dreams. I mean, everything about me is about accomplishing something. I paint, I draw. All of this is to be sold, if it looks good enough. And it's all about me discovering what makes me happy, what makes me want to be me for the rest of my goddamn life. I do not want to change. So, I drew up some designs last night, and I'm going to get on maybe today, but the challenge for me today is to pretend like I'm enjoying helping my daughter rearrange her room, which I will be enjoying that. But that's not what, that kind of stuff is not what I like to do. I know how to do that stuff, and when someone needs my help in that regard, I'm cool. Oh, shit. You go back to this. Yeah, let's see here. There's some calls. 619, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Nothing was happening.
Anyway, man, I'm trying to think about your course, man. See, I have a question.
What's up? Ask the question, bro.
So when you do the walk-ups, do you conversate or what?
Man. Bro, there's a lot of things going on in the course. I'm not going to explain the course to you, but that's what you're asking. You could either get it and get it taught to you by me or learn it by yourself, whichever one you want to do. But what I'm saying is
It's because I don't know the course. Like it says, you have to walk up to a couple women and you talk to them or whatever. I don't know, you talk to them, but
the course tells you a whole, listen, the course tells you a whole bunch of shit before you walk in front of a goddamn bitch. Period. Now you missing
what's
all
on
the
one
shit.
World?
Do what?
What's one world?
Hey, man, do you want the course or not? You can get it. If you don't, man, have questions, because I'm not answering them goddamn questions. 754, what's up?
Oh, that will be a cracking up with
duh. Come on, bro, what's happening?
Hey, I'm trying to get it together. My bad, man. I'm over here just chuckling about my man. He was just sounding terrible, man. He's like, you can tell somebody pretending, man.
you can if you pay attention, bro. What's happening with you?
Yeah. Nothing, man. I'm just over here just basking in my manhood, I guess you could say. You know, I'm making a plan so I could enroll in SWU pretty soon. So, yeah, that's going to be good. So it's something to look forward to, you know, Lord willing. You feel me?
You got a question?
No, not at the moment. I'm just listening to you right now, man.
Okay, bro.
Trying to listen more.
I appreciate you, man.
No, thank you, man. Thank you.
You
I appreciate
could.
You as well.
You know it. Hey, so listen. In life, there's a journey. And on this journey, you're going to meet some people. Some of them good, some of them bad. Along the way, somehow you learn which is which. And the sooner, the better for you. But it's the unpredictable things about life that actually keep you going. At least for me, and people like me, it's that way. I wake up every morning and I got to think of what I want to do first, because what I decided last night before I went to sleep might not be what I still want to do, because I might have dreamed about something. You know what's cool about that? I call my own shots. That's why you got to know what makes you happy. I like calling my own shots, and when I call them, I'm doing it. It's like when your boss tells you to do whatever the hell at work, you're doing it. I just happen to boss my own goddamn ass. Shit. I have classes, or I have 21 books I've written. I got 3 games for kids that I've created. I got a gamut of other projects to choose from. But I also, you know, have my family life. And you guys was listening to me a couple of shows ago, and this woman, Jasmine, called. And I looked back, see how it went, because I got up and started talking. And somebody said, Jasmine must have been finding a motherfucker. No, Jasmine is my daughter. I haven't seen her in 20 years. And we got in contact with each other again. And that was her first call to me. And if you remember, I said, Jasmine, I'm doing a show right now, and I got to call you back. She said, well, no, I'm not going to call you back, and I'm going to be busy. And then I just got up and had to talk to her. Splat. My family life is very important to me. Someone is like to wake up with my daughter, but she ain't here no more, so I don't get to do that shit. And someone is I like to lay in the bed and fucking cuddle with my woman. Some mornings I like to watch the news. The thing is, it's my fucking life, and I'm taking full responsibility for what happens in it. And it just leads me to ask you this question. Are you taking responsibility for your life, for your happiness? Hey, and I mentioned my books. You got to share my book announcements on your page. You all have watched and listened to me talk about where I'm going with my company. Now I got the opportunity to blast off. So in the near future, I may be accepting other people's manuscripts, but for now, I need to use my own books. And I would just love to get support. You know, big things gonna be happening for Real Fly Publishing. Incorporated now. I'm paying taxes now. Thanks to y'all, I guess, you know, for everything. Well, I'm finna smoke some of my joint. I haven't been doing a lot of the things that I normally be doing on these videos, drinking and smoking a lot of weed and shit. It ain't got nothing to do with I'm trying to be a different person. It just has to do with that ain't what I want to do no more. I want to change. I want to slow down on drinking. So that's one of the best ways. Don't drink on the video, nigga. That's why you don't see me drinking. But I do drink. I don't believe weed is a gateway drug to other things, but if you believe it, fine. What happens when the young person starts smoking weed is, you know, since it's not legal, or well, it wasn't legal, they got to go to a place where illegal activities happen. And it's not that they go to these places because weed didn't make them fucking want this other drug. Weed places them in the vicinity of the other drug, if that's the case. But the other drug could be wherever it's at. And if you're susceptible, you're going to take it even if you're at the mall and somebody tell you about some of the shit. So just by being in the same space, that youngster get exposed to all the other shit going on out there. You know, he or she might be there to buy some weed, but before the motherfucker leaves, somebody else asks him if he want some blow or some pills. All you got to do is say no. You ain't even smoked none of the weed you bought, so the show ain't got nothing to do with weed. Unless you want to say, just because you wear weed sold, and these other things are sold, weed is making you choose these other things. That's bullshit. We don't, you know, make nobody want to use other drugs. Buying weed illegally makes people want to buy other drugs. Now, in that regard, I'm all for legal distribution of weed. I'm all for all that, but I ain't buying none. You know why? Because I don't believe in names describing weed. And when I was a kid, you pull up on the motherfucker, you got some weed, right? Motherfucker say, yeah, man, this weed like you, and he started explaining, you be the burnt rubber on that motherfucker's feet. Don't nobody want to hear you explain your goddamn weed. If you got to explain the weed, your weed ain't shit. Niggas know that from the streets. The motherfuckers. I like the Gorilla Glue. Man, Guatemala Green or Acapulco Gold or Panama Red or whatever, all of that weed came from that country. That's why it had that name. Motherfucker, there, all the weeds you smoke come from the United States. All these fucking names. And you motherfuckers be describing, it does this, it does that. Motherfuckers are really stupid to do that shit. Anybody that got to explain their product is selling you some bunk. That's why I don't buy shit from the weed store. Period. I ain't buying nothing. See, like I said, I'm for legal distribution if that's the case. A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to get cases. So at least when your kid go, you know, in the store to buy some weed, ain't no coke dealers or pill pussies in there trying to entice them to, you know, buy that shit. Plus, there would be a serious cash increase for those states that do that shit. And as soon as they report how much debt they took care of, the rest of the states is going to follow. Because that's how this country is. I'm going to put my toe in it. Then I'm going to get in it. Now, man. So, if you guys ain't going to ask me no questions, I guess, since I covered all my motherfucking points, I'm going to look at what y'all talking about over here in StreamYard, though, which don't look like much. Straight from the gate. What do you learn at this university? First and foremost, for the first 2 weeks, I introduce you to someone you haven't known for many years, and that's the real you. And during that first week, all motherfuckers who cannot take the truth or cannot leave the pretending that they're doing as far as who they are and what they represent, they drop out. Because I be pressing them. See, I'm the kind of dude to make you find out who you are. And you do that by putting pressure on a motherfucker. Pressure to tell the truth. And you got to be able to bust them when they're lying. Because I can see through muddy water and spot dry land. You can't fool me with no goddamn conversation. And whoever thinks they can, they end up being embarrassed. Because I bust them out. Secondly, after you learn who you are, you learn how to deal with what you want. Once you learn how to deal with what you want, wait, I left something out. Once you reintroduce yourself to yourself, it takes another week, because during the first 2 weeks I'm doing this too, but I'm making sure you recognize when you're lying to yourself. And once you see the times that you lie to yourself, tell yourself you would do this, but this is going on. You wouldn't do shit. That's why you ain't doing it. But once you stop lying to yourself, you start realizing what you want. Once you realize what you want, you have to realize how to get it. And the way to get it most times is through conversation. So I teach people about conversation. What's your conversation? It can be a weapon or it can be a tool. And if you don't know how to use it as either, you don't know how to talk. So that's just some of the things we learned, bro. Now, let me ask you something. What did you get from my answer? Nothing. Say, bud, you tell your current ladies you used to be in the game, what's the common reaction? Man, I ain't telling no bitch shit. The fuck? Anyway, these men, these manhood lessons, bro, straight from the gate, okay? It's cute when your daughter be interrupting you, your life. Man, you got to say, the course is specific to the information you're looking for. Timothy Cornell, that's what's up, baby. What happened to you, man? Timothy, get at me. It's more than just getting women. Damn sure it is big that. Value your life, Caitlin. Caitlin, that was some good advice. Value your life. I guess it's your life. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it's cool. Everybody's speaking and shit. But, look, I'm gone. what's really going to be cute, as far as some dudes say, it's really cute when your daughter interrupts you, bud. What I'm saying is this, it is cute. Because you see, I'm a real motherfucker. I talk shit to her too. But I know when to be soft. And I know when to be her dad. You know, so I know when to be your instructor. And that's always. Same with my girl. Hey, I'm gone. I'll be doing some more videos. But I'm telling you, I am going to honor that 750 for that next semester, which is April. But after that, it's going back to 1500. Because I do not want all these busters in my goddamn school bringing down my damn graduation percentage. I'm out.